Hello, everybody. My name is Terry Bollins. I'm the host of Senior Survival Source. Thank you so much for joining us. I think you're going to find this show to be fascinating. You know, we all collect stuff, right? So in that accumulation of stuff, we've got precious antiques or hidden treasure. Or do we really have clutter perfect for tripping and falling over? You know, the answer might surprise you, and the solution may help you keep safe. So no one savors the thought of falling over your own stuff and getting injured and ending up in a nursing home, do they? I mean, there's a myth that if you don't think about it or worry about it needlessly, it won't happen. But falls happen, and they can be expensive, long-term injuries that actually happen, guess where? In your own home. What if the solution was painless? What if it was readily available? What if it was easy to implement? What if someone else could do most of the work for you? We've invited on the show estate planning attorney Amy Ochi, geriatric case manager Terry Hoover, and Merry Maids house cleaning expert Luda Bollins. And we're going to discuss the difference between clutter and treasure, and how to separate the good stuff from the, well, let's just call it what it is, junk, protect the good stuff. And then we're also going to talk about the cost and expense and permanent injuries of falling over clutter and how to get it organized and cleaned up. So, did you know, for example, that more families spend money in inheritance legal fights over stuff than they do actual money that they're inheriting? And with regard to inheritance, do you know how to separate treasure from clutter and determine who in the family is supposed to have what? And by the way, as it relates to stuff, most falls happen at home, more than 55%. And did you know that Medicare does not pay for all rehab and medical expenses? And did you know that many injuries result in a permanent disability? And did you know that falls are almost entirely preventable? So let's jump into this. So falls, they don't just happen. They begin with stuff. And people don't just fall just because they get older. I mean, often there's more than one underlying cause or factor involved in a fall. A risk factor is something that increases a person's risk or susceptibility to accident, injury, and illness. And although falls can happen anywhere, well over half of them happen at home. And falls at home often happen while a person is doing what we call an activity of normal daily living. It's just stuff that happens while we're walking around. Now, some of these falls are caused by factors in the person's living environment. For example, something like a sticky floor, loose carpet, loose rug, poor lighting, and excessive clutter. Now, sometimes clutter, and by the way, I need to mention, some seniors see that as treasure, and it might be. It's the result, a lot of times, of just accumulation. In some cases, worst cases, it's hoarding. But while the accumulation of stuff can be costly during a lifetime, especially if you're a compulsive shopper or something like that, it can be exorbitantly expensive after one passes due to legal fees, legal fights, probate costs, a boatload of stuff, stuff you never even would have imagined. So let's first agree that some seniors come from a depression era and they can't part with stuff. They get stuff. They've collected it. And it has emotional or sentimental value to it. Now, sometimes these items, they can create physical obstacles because they're not properly stored or stored in such a way that when accessing them leads to falls. You know, you got a box of pictures that are up on the shelf. The grandkids come over. You want to get the pictures off the shelf and show them to the kids. And the box is heavy and awkward. And you pick it up and you fall in your kazoo. It happens. Now, that could include tripping over items in the hallways or searching for them in a difficult area. Now, sometimes these items are kept to pass down to another generation. But guess what? Sometimes that generation doesn't want it. And sometimes they end up fighting over it. like mom promised me that thing. No, she didn't. She promised me. I was always the one who was going to get that. And so you got family theft and, you know, I guess acquiring things that they didn't necessarily weren't supposed to get just at that moment. The problem is much bigger because according to the National Study Group on Chronic Disorganization, the problem is actually in epic proportions today for what you might think. So here's an interesting thing. I know you, everyone's heard this. Just raise your hands here. Anybody out there ever heard you can't take it with you? Yeah. So treasure is in the eye of the beholder. Now, what one person holds dear, another one wants nothing to do with. Or another person, like I said, it might be a favorite thing they're expecting. So this is true between elderly parents and middle-aged children, even grandchildren. As I said, the Depression-era generation doesn't want to let go of much. They take great pride in their possessions, and especially ladies with their little ornate silver plates and painted china and etched crystal and so on and so on and so on. Or, like I said, adult children that expect to get those things, and they fight over those things. So everyone, young or old, is pretty much in sync with the concept of spring cleaning. Ah, that's right. You know, daylight savings time's here, spring cleaning, out with the old, in with the new. So might we suggest a novel approach to actually start the spring cleaning process with an estate planning attorney, followed by a safety assessment, and then literally how to organize your home and with a spring cleaning. Now, why an estate planning attorney? That's just a hard one for me to get my head around. But some of the biggest family disagreements might very well come from the little stuff, not the big stuff. So we're bringing back Amy Ochi. She's an estate planning attorney to help us solve the first aspect of our spring cleaning dilemma. Welcome to Senior Survival Source, Amy.
Thanks for inviting me back, Terry.
You are more than welcome. So just to refresh our audience, tell us a little bit about who you are and your practice.
Well, I'm a completely independent estate planning attorney, but I really enjoy working and collaborating with a network of trusted advisors who I can refer my clients to on an as-needed basis if they have concerns about such things as retirement, paying for long-term care, home health care needs. I like working with those people and just bringing my clients what they need.
So I gotta know, what's the cause of some of the biggest fights among beneficiaries or those who are going to inherit something, especially among adult children?
Well, at every client intake, when I'm working with a new client, I survey them about what's important to them. Why have they come to my office? What are their needs? What are their concerns? And I just give them, frankly, a survey. Almost universally, what ranks very high on their reason for developing an estate plan is to preserve family harmony. So actually, that's a great question, Terry. What will preserve family harmony? What causes the most infighting among siblings and other beneficiaries, nieces, nephews? And one of the biggest causes of fights is actually over personal property. It's fights over stuff. When parents are alive, kids may cooperate, but then after the parent passes away, some of these adult children may become very fixated on acquiring certain items, certain family memorabilia. It's almost like the final report card from mom or dad. You know, who did they love most? Who did dad leave his toolbox to? There's one case. It's of two very well-to-do brothers who literally went to court over who was going to get the Howdy Doody lunchbox.
That was mine.
Oh,
it was mine.
In another case, and it's kind of like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants, that movie and series of books. In life, three granddaughters, they shared grandma's wedding dress, and it brought them luck and they cooperated, but upon grandmother's death, each wanted to own that wedding dress for her daughter. And these three professional women literally spent more on attorney's fees than that dress was worth. This is not what people expect to happen when they leave their personal property to their loved ones, but it can happen, and it does. And it's expensive in court costs, it's emotionally painful, and then it can permanently damage family relationships when what that elder person wanted to do was preserve those relationships.
So why in the world does that happen?
I think as people age, mementos take on a greater meaning, like you talked about in your introduction. Our identity and our lifetime memories are sometimes wrapped up in our possessions. As you mentioned, people who grew up in the Depression, they rightly so value, possessions and how important that is, and not to be wasteful. And then the same is true for adult children. These objects take on this special significance. It also raises old jealousies. So kids who, when they were little, grabbed the biggest slice of pizza or always grabbed mom or dad's attention, well, now they want to grab these items in the end.
And now, what can a parent do to kind of, you know, get stop that? I mean, before it really gets crazy like that.
There's several action steps that parents can do. One of them, I say, you know, give with warm hands, not a cold heart. If you can part with items during your lifetime, it's an opportunity to declutter your house and make sure these special items go to someone who's really going to appreciate it. Another thing parents can do is put together a personal property memorandum. They would attach it to their trust or will, and in their trust or will, it would direct their executor or trustee to look to this memorandum, and in it, the individual would clearly describe, you know, what are these special items. They could attach photographs to them. Where are they located, and who should they go to? And you can update this memorandum on your own. You don't have to go back to a lawyer. You can just, from time to time, update it, sign it, date it, and it's your ongoing instructions to the person who's going to have to deal with your stuff. Where do you want it to go?
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, we're going to go to break here in just a second. And when we get back, we're going to actually talk about how parents can prevent the disputes to begin with. And we're going to talk about the actual steps there. And then we're going to talk about how to value unusual items and what to do with that. So more when we get back. Now, we've been talking about stuff. We've been talking about fall prevention, and we've been discussing separating that clutter, treasure from the clutter, and what to do with it. And so we left it with, you know, expectations within a family about who wants what. So we left it with how can parents prevent disputes while they're alive? And by the way, have capacity.
Exactly. And as I was, we left off talking about this personal property memorandum. If you leave that for your executor or trustee, you want to make sure that for those few items, I'm not talking about a complete, you know, list of everything, but for those few special items, clearly describe them, because if there's anything vague, that is just fodder for family feuds down the road. So be very specific. Also, give a neutral distribution method to your executor, such as drawing straws or some very neutral method for how to distribute the remaining items. And finally, make sure that your executor or trustee has absolute final control over distribution. You do not want there to be an opportunity for these kids to keep fighting over items. Some of the children, you know, may not have the time to go through everything, but someone is going to have to deal with it.
Now, what about items with unusual or hard-to-value kinds of things?
You know, that's a really good point. Something else you want to be sure to have in your estate plan is if something is of high value that really only you might know about, for example, war memorabilia, coin collection, stamp collection, you want to make a note of that to, again, your executor or trustee, because you don't want that going out on the street in a garage sale and being sold for pennies. And frankly, a trustee or executor has a duty to your wishes and a duty to the beneficiaries to get the full market value for items, so you don't want to put them in that difficult position.
Ah, that makes a lot of sense. So, so Amy, we've talked about a lot of stuff here, and I'm just wondering, how can people reach you if they want to contact you after the show?
Yeah, people can email me via my website, which is ochilaw.com. That's spelled OCHI law.com. I'm also at phone number 916-960-2202.
Outstanding. Amy, thank you so much. You're going to come back, right? I mean, because you got lots of stuff.
Oh, well, thank you, Terry. I'd love to.
And I have to point out to everybody, this whole show was Amy's idea, and now we've kind of choreographed a very fascinating addition to that. So thanks again so much, Amy. Now, so here's what we've talked about. We've talked about one way to deal with treasure, and that is to meet with an estate planning attorney, work out the distribution of stuff ahead of time. But what about the clutter? What about the potential safety hazards? What about the fall risks? You know, you don't think anything of this fall risk stuff, but I'm telling you, let me tell you this, some sobering statistics. This is just a fact, and this is not to scare anybody. It's just to tell you what's going on. Now, in 2013, yes, I know we're in 2014, but there were 3.3 million non-fatal falls and recorded injuries among older adults. But check it out. There were almost a million people hospitalized for those falls. In fact, 250 people a day go to the emergency room for falls. And by the way, that number, it's going to triple in the next 10 years. So falls are going to increase. They are not going to go away. They're going to be around for a while. They're not really, I guess the question is, are they avoidable? And just, you know, is this just something we're talking about, or is this, but you know, let me bring a something interesting point to you. So you remember when everybody used to smoke in the end of World War II, about 40+% of the population smoked. But cigarette smoking is down and fewer people are dying from cancer, right? I mean, isn't that right? And seatbelts save lives and fatalities are down. So what about falls and fall-related injuries? You know, are there more or less? What are the rehabilitation outcomes? I mean, are injuries, fall-related injuries, permanent? Are lifestyles really affected? And I just got to ask, are they really preventable? Now, perhaps the best person to answer those questions is Terry Hoover, who has worked in acute rehabilitation. I know her personally. She is extremely knowledgeable, and she knows a lot about falls and fall prevention, and she can share some of her ideas about what happens and how to reduce falls to begin with. Terry, welcome to Senior Survival Source.
Thank you, Terry. It's a pleasure to be here.
Great. So this will be easy. It's Terry, and I don't think we're going to have a problem remembering who's who. So Terry, tell everybody a little bit about yourself, your training, where you worked, how much experience you have in the area of rehabilitation.
Well, Terry, I'm a medical social worker. I have had about 20 years experience working with older adults, mainly in the long-term care industry. I have done consultations to nursing homes. I have worked in nursing homes, skilled nursing facilities, where I've worked very closely with rehab teams of physical occupational therapists, helping patients that have had falls, fractures, strokes, to get back into their homes and be as independent as they can be.
Mm. Wow. So would it be safe to say that we could really consider you an expert who can speak firsthand about the challenges of fall-related injuries?
I think so. I've also spent the last 5 years working in acute rehab.
Okay, so you've seen them really firsthand.
Exactly.
So what are the common injuries sustained from falls, Terry?
The most common is the hip fractures, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But you see fractures in hips, in ankles, in spine, in legs. Traumatic brain injury, you know, unfortunately, if they've fallen.
Mean people have fallen on their head?
Absolutely. Mm. And pelvis, which is a very difficult thing. You can't wrap a pelvis to, you know, make it heal. You can't put a cast on it. Those are very difficult to heal. And it's the outcomes of those hip fractures, et cetera, that have the impact, the highest impact on people's independence.
You know, and I want to really drill down on that in a second. So based on your experience, where are most of the falls happening? Is it home like we think?
It really is. You know, especially as we get older, we spend more time at home.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we're not out shopping and moving around and walking in the neighborhood, walking for exercise, of course. But most accidents do occur at home.
I got a gender question for you. Now, please don't take sides. I know you're going to. I just see the look on your face. So who's more likely to fall, men or women? What do you think?
Actually, women are, but men are more likely to have more serious fatalities.
So they fall,
those.
But the guys actually die from them.
Exactly.
So the women are pushing them or something.
Right, that must be it.
Yeah. So what's a typical source or cause of the fall?
A typical source is things at the home that they don't see, the carpets, the throw rugs that they trip over, you know, as the clutter in the home.
Mm.
That is just, you know, there and they can't get around, especially if they're now using walkers and canes and things like that.
Makes it more difficult. So I have heard that sometimes people go into, they'll have a major injury, and oftentimes it, as you get older, these are more moderate or severe type of injuries. Right. And I've heard, and I actually seen firsthand, people will go in without a cane or a walker, but they come out with a cane or a walker, and sometimes that's permanent. What are your thoughts on that?
That's very true. You know, as especially because of the fractures, they're now more debilitated. They're weak. They've been, you know, laid up in a hospital, and so oftentimes people do need those to get around in their homes.
So based on your interviews with the people that have fallen, and I know you talk a lot about that. Actually, I want to talk about your role also as case manager, geriatric case manager. But based on your interviews, when these people have fallen, is this like something new? They've never fallen before, or have they fallen before and maybe just not reported it to anybody, or what's the scoop?
You know, usually people have fallen. You know, one out of three older adults, 65 and old over, have fallen every year, but they just don't tell their family, they don't tell their physician. So more often than not, it's not the first fall that they've had.
And they're not telling their physician why? What do you think?
Because they don't want to go into the hospital or a nursing home or have somebody tell them they can't stay independent and alone at their home anymore.
You know, it's interesting, just that point alone, and this is something we need to dispel. This is a stigma that society, including our older generation, believes. There is no reason that you have to leave home. And that's the whole purpose behind our business, Senior Helpers, is to enable people to remain home and independent. I don't mean to get into commercial here, Terry, but it's really important that people understand that. Now, I know that the National Institute for Health said falls are a public problem that's largely preventable. What's your thought?
I do believe they are preventable. If we can do a proper assessment in the home, see what is needed, make those adjustments, educate the family to be able to help out, educate the patients or the clients themselves. And definitely if there's, you know, adaptations to clothing, you know, we're simply wearing a pair of shoes that makes it, with a sturdy sole on it, will make it easier for someone to get around in their home than the slip-on, flip-flop slippers. Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a very good point. Now, we're going to go to break here in just a minute, but when we come back, I want to spend some time talking about when you're in the acute rehab environment. I know a lot of time goes into training patients to avoid falls again. So when we get back, this is really, really important, folks. I don't want you to miss it. We'll talk about that when we get back. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Senior Survival Source, where we are talking with Terry Hoover, a geriatric case manager extraordinaire. That's my opinion. Now, also, I just want to mention to you, before we get back into our subject about fall prevention, if you need to reach us, you can always call me personally at 888-524-6396. You can shoot me an email at terry@seniorsurvivalsource.com, or go to that same website. We always have a podcast. Now, on the website, you can find some information on a free consultation. We don't sell Tupperware or timeshares, or we're not going to waste your time. It's a free in-home safety assessment, and if there's a care plan, we do a care plan free of charge. And don't mistake a care plan for checking into a nursing home, because that's not the purpose of that. You can also request a free copy of the Senior Gems DVD. That's the Alzheimer's and Dementia DVD that Dr. Bruce Reed from UC Davis Alzheimer's Disease Center and I spoke about last week. You can download a copy of the free care roadmap, and I'm going to talk more about that in just a second. And a lot of topics, and by the way, also there's a care resources page, and it has all the guest information. Now, I mentioned the care roadmap, which is a variation of an article that Terry Hoover was so kind enough to help me with 4 years ago. We were just talking about this a little bit ago, about the care and complexities of long-term care. And it's complicated, folks. So, Terry, thank you for your contribution to that article. I still use it today. Now, when we went to break, we were talking about in the physical therapy department, there's a lot of time spent teaching patients how to avoid falls again. So here's what I want to know. Here's what I want our audience to know. What do you do differently? Why are you focusing on that? And what does the home environment have to do with all that?
Well, you know, when a lot of patients in the acute rehab with spinal cord injuries or hip fractures, they need to learn how to do things differently. They need to learn how to move differently, how to dress differently, and how to walk differently, using, you know, adaptive equipment if they need to. And when so what we're teaching them is how to stand.
And the reason you're doing that is because?
So that they don't fall.
Oh,
when they get home.
Got
absolutely.
It. Got it.
So when you know, they're getting, when they're standing, we're teaching them how to stand different, how to turn the body to sit down. You know, you want to feel something behind you, put your hands down, those kinds of things. But you know what, when they get back home, if their home is full of clutter, you know, when they're turning and backing up, they don't see necessarily what's behind them.
Ah.
And again, there's a chance for another fall. So teaching patients not only how to do things differently, but teaching the family the importance of the environment that's at home, and how that can contribute. You know, throw rugs that they can trip over.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think seniors secretly love nursing homes? Do you think that's why?
I do not. No, I think most people they want to hold on to everything and they want to stay in their own home as long as possible. I know I would certainly would.
You know, and you've worked in nursing homes, so. And I know lots of folks that work on nursing homes. I can tell you, they don't want to end up in a nursing home.
Correct.
So
right.
These are – now, I know you have some recommendations for someone returning back to home. So can you give me some ideas of what you would suggest folks do?
Well, you know, one thing is to go through the home. You know, take a walker with you and go through the home. Make sure it can – there's no clutter.
Maybe with a
boxes.
Relative too, right?
Absolutely.
Or senior helper's caregiver.
Absolutely. If there's no family around or the family doesn't have time, hire somebody to go through the home to make sure that it's going to be physically safe.
Let me interrupt you for just
sure.
a second. Hire somebody who's licensed, bonded, background
go.
Checked, and drug tested.
Yes.
I assure you. You don't want to have somebody scamming you. We're talking about families arguing over the little treasures.
Right.
Well, you bring a stranger into the home that's not licensed, background, or drug tested, or any of that stuff. They're scamming the home. They're looking at you. If you're moving a little slower, they're happy to help themselves to stuff that you may not miss or see. So I'm sorry. Keep going.
No, and senior helpers is a great example of that. But you want to get around in the walk around in the home, make sure that there's no boxes and stuff. That's in the way, you know, to the bathroom. Oftentimes people, you know, they may no longer take a bath, you know, so they pour everything into the bathtub.
Uh-huh.
You know, let's make sure that they can get to the toilet.
And more than just water they put in the bathtub.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. So we want to make sure that the home is a safe environment for them to return to.
Now, their immune system, when they're coming out of the hospital, is it? Stronger? Is it a little bit more compromised?
It's absolutely more compromised. They've been laid up in a bed and the body's not where it used to be. You know, a lot of it depends also on their previous lifestyle.
So maybe germs on surfaces like counters and stuff that
absolutely.
Maybe hasn't been cleaned. That's an
right.
interesting thing.
Right.
Okay, so what are you doing now?
Right, currently I have left acute rehab and I am... kind of doing an investigation, talking to people, trying to figure out where I can best use my expertise and my knowledge. I love my profession. I love working with older adults, and I want to make sure that I can bring that value to my next employer and to myself as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah, of course. Now, I've known Terry for a long time, folks, and she's it's like one of those fire sales, only one left on the shelf kind of thing. She's not going to last. So, I mean, if there's anybody out there in the medical profession – that's really looking for a seasoned case manager, geriatric manager. You really want to reach her. How can they reach you, Terry?
They can reach me by email, and I'll that is T like Terry
yeah.
dot Hoover Hoover at Comcast.net.
Excellent. So thank you so much for joining us, Terry.
Well, thank you, Terry. It was an honor to be here.
Well, you're going to come back?
Absolutely. I'd love to.
You know, I mean, she's an expert, so I really really want to bring her back and have her join in. So So let's kind of summarize here before we go. So, okay, so some stuff is treasure. I got that. And some stuff is clutter. And the clutter can easily translate into long-term permanent injuries. And that stuff, I mean, that stuff we've been talking about, is that stuff important stuff? Or is it a gateway to an accident, injury, or illness? So, you know what? When we come back, we're going to bring on a house cleaning and home organization expert to talk about how to, you know, get through that stuff and figure out what it is and what to keep and work with Amy and Terry. So we'll have more about that when we come back, folks. Hello, everybody. My name is Terry Bollins. You've joined Senior Survival Source. Fascinating show today. You know, we kind of started off with, stuff that you accumulate over your lifetime, you know. Stuff, is it, are they precious antiques and hidden treasure, or are they clutter, perfect for tripping and falling over? And so we've talked with estate planning attorney Amy Ochi about maybe sorting through that stuff and finding the treasure and making a list of it and appointing a trustee or even making changes in your estate plan for the distribution of that stuff. But some of that stuff is clutter. And that clutter translates to injuries. And we just got through spending a portion of our morning talking to Terry Hoover, geriatric care manager, who has more than 20 years, 30 years? 20 years. Long time. More than me. More than I have in the industry. And Terry has actually worked in the physical rehab of that situation. And she's seen what it takes to get people back. And by the way, did you notice she said that some of those injuries are permanent? People come in to rehab on their own feet or prior to their injury and leave with a walker or a cane. And sometimes those injuries are permanent. So maybe one of the things she said before a patient is discharged, they do an inventory of the home and figure out, is there a fall waiting to happen? Now, what she didn't happen to mention, something that we've talked about in this show, but here's the thing that occurs today in the medical environment. This is really going on. It's real. I'm not making this up. But if a patient is readmitted in the first 30 days after discharge, the hospital is penalized 2% for readmission. I'm telling you, the hospital does not want you coming back, so they put a lot of emphasis onto rehabilitation. But here's the thing. You can get that whole place organized. You can start working with Amy on that kind of spring cleaning project, and you can start sorting through that stuff and figuring out what's treasure and what's clutter or junk. Sorry, but that's might be what it is. And then maybe that person to help kind of go through the house in total and really do a spring cleaning and talk about personal organization. Maybe that's somebody like a house cleaning and home organization expert, Luda Bollins, and she's the owner of Merry Maids in Cameron Park. Welcome to Senior Survival Source, Luda.
Thank you, Terry.
It's so good to have you here. Now, before we get started, you got a little bit of an accent, so tell everybody, you know, a little bit about yourself, where you're from, that kind of stuff.
I'm originally from Russia, and I have been in the United States for 15 years. I have been fortunate to be a part of Merry Maids community for about 11 years, and I just love it.
Wow. Congratulations.
Some of you may not know that Merry Maids has received that 2013 Women's Choice Award as America's Best Home Cleaning Company.
And how long have you been in how long has Merry Maids in El Dorado County been?
Since 1992.
Oh, congratulations. So what do you think the difference between, say, Merry Maids and other cleaning companies might be?
You know, it's a big difference. For one thing, we have more 5-star Google online reviews than any other house cleaning company in Northern California. And we are so blessed to have such wonderful, loyal, and generous customers.
You have more 5-star Google online reviews than any other cleaning company in Northern California? All Northern California?
That's right.
Holy smokes. So you also, I think you also have an unusual distinction from other cleaning companies too. What's that?
Well, all our employees are bonded, insured, background checked, drug tested, field supervised, and they're evaluated on every cleaning by our customers.
You know, we just had Brad Brannon from the Sacramento Bee on a couple weeks ago talking about the breakup of the financial and fraud abuse section of Adult Protective Services. And folks, I can tell you, independent cleaners, independent caregivers are the ones that are coming into the house. You have no idea what's going on in their background. And having a company that has licensed, bonded, background checked, drug tested, supervised, and evaluated by customers, that's a big deal. You know, you might think you're saving pennies by hiring an independent, but I can tell you, it can cost, that saving pennies is going to cost you thousands, or could. Now, what services do you guys provide?
Mary Maids of Cameron Park is a total cleaning solution company. In addition to house cleaning, we also provide professional carpet, upholstery, granite, tile, window cleaning, personal organization, and much more.
Wow, personal organization. That's the ticket here. I think we're going to talk about it. Now, Luda, I know you've cleaned some very difficult homes. In fact, one comes to mind, a senior helper's client that accumulated more than 50 years of stuff. In fact, she had so much stuff, she was trapped in her own home. Tell us about that.
Yes, that was a difficult situation. The poor thing was just helpless. She had been scammed by distant relatives and had no one to look in on her. And her home was just a disaster, and it's been just neglected for years. When Adult Protective Services called, we came running. So it took a team of five cleaners working 3 days and a 40-cubic yard dumpster before we got her home safe and sanitary. And she was so grateful. And by the way, our team members were so happy that they were able to help her out.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I remember that client. The only person that cared for that lady was a granddaughter that lived in Minnesota. She had no way to know that other family relatives were going over and just helping themselves to grandma's money and grandma's everything. And none of them really gave two hoots and a holler about this poor lady. It was just tragic. But and you continued on cleaning there for a while, didn't you not?
Correct. We did some regular service for her.
Okay. Well, that's terrific. And by the way, so senior helpers are any in-home care agency. We are prohibited by law from doing all of our providing all of our service in the terms of cleaning. We can do some, but we can't do everything. And we in no way hold a candle to what Mary Maids can do. Now, in another situation, this one really blew me away too. You cleaned a home in a very high-end neighborhood where the wife was a compulsive shopper, and it accumulated thousands and thousands of bags of stuff. What happened there?
Yes, this unfortunate couple had struggled for years. Her husband had Alzheimer's, and no one in the neighborhood knew what was happening. Mm. So when we got involved, we completely reorganized their home, cleaned it from top to bottom. We did a house cleaning, carpet, tile, window cleaning.
And a personal organization, too. Didn't
Correct.
You do a lot
we
of that stuff?
We organized it, and we fall-proofed it and gave them back the most beautiful home in the neighborhood.
So you fall-proofed it and sanitized it, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Wow. And that really made a difference. And by the way, that couple was initially taken into protective custody by Adult Protective Services as well, and they were able to return to their home, weren't they?
Yes, that was nice.
I mean, that was and no one that I can think of could possibly have done that depth of job that Mary Maids did for us. So thank you so much for that. Now, Luda, you have a lot of years of experience in cleaning and organizing, so you must have some suggestions for making a home safe and less hazardous. And we've talked about with Terry Hoover how clutter can cause so much in the way of accidents and injuries and illness. What are your suggestions for organizing and making a place more sanitary?
Now, of course, we have accumulated years of ideas on how to fall-proof as well as sanitize your home. So an important step towards preventing falls at home is to organize or remove anything that could cause you to trip or slip while walking. For example, clutter, small furniture, electrical and phone cords, garbage, let me tell you, and other things.
Pet bowls.
Pet bowls, yeah. Correct. Also, sticky doors can cause falls when you pull too hard and lose the balance.
You know, it's interesting you mention that because so I have seen firsthand where, and Terry's still in the studio, I know she's seen this as well. So a senior will go over to pull down a box of photos they want to show grandchild or something, and the box is just a little bit heavy or awkward, and they lose their balance, and they fall, and yeah, they fall, and they injure themselves. So this is really important. So what's another suggestion you have, Luda?
The best way to go is maybe donate, again, remove, or give your family members the stuff we are talking about, the stuff you no longer use. Maybe clothing, magazines, unused appliances, you know, anything you don't use in your home.
Now, you mentioned carpets in particular, and I want you to talk to everybody about that because that's something really important.
Yeah, be sure that carpets are secured to the floor and stairs. Lots of people have throw rugs, and it's okay to have them, but we would recommend throw rugs to be attached to the floors with maybe double-sided tape. The best advice is to remove throw rugs completely. Uh-huh. Now, also, consider restretching carpets if they are rippled. They're a huge tripping hazard, especially if you're using walker or cane. And by the way, Senior Helpers uses a licensed handyman to help you with restretching carpets if it needed.
So, Terry, rippled carpets,
yes.
Problem?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a big problem, folks. And so we can get a licensed handyman, or we can get a carpet company that's licensed and bonded, by the way. I want to emphasize that, to come take care of those rippled carpets. And Terry's looking surprised at this. Yeah, we really do all that stuff. So what else, Luda?
Try to avoid wet floors and clean up spills right away.
And if you can't clean up the spills yourself?
Call Senior Helpers.
There you go, folks.
Okay. Now, it's good also to fall-proof your home, but also would be good if you sanitize it.
Uh-huh.
So make sure that wet rooms, especially bathrooms and kitchens, are really cleaned, sanitized, and maybe organized.
Mm-hmm.
These rooms are an ideal environment for germs, including counters where food areas have not been properly cleaned. Check inside of refrigerators. Maybe the food is out of date. And again, don't forget about toilets in the bathrooms. They need sanitation as well.
And what else is on your list?
Maybe get rid of old, out-of-date medications. There is no need for having them.
Yeah, that's where overdoses. I'm looking at Terry. Terry's nodding. I'm telling you. Medications can be a major, major issue. They can contribute to dementia, which Dr. Bruce Reed mentioned. And what about lights and stuff like that, Luda?
Yeah, make sure that lights are bright and not burned out. So important to reduce the risk of falls. Make sure you have enough light in each room, and maybe use light bulbs that have the highest wattage recommended for the fixture.
And what about now, something maybe next to the bedroom or bed or something?
If you can have the lamp by your bed as well, and maybe a flashlight, working flashlight.
A working flashlight. So, hint, check the batteries. Check that flashlight. Turn it on. And don't forget to turn it back off, but check the batteries, folks. And what else, Luda?
You may want to install handrails on stairwells and grab bars in bathrooms and showers. And again, Senior Helpers have a licensed handyman for this kind of purposes.
I'm going to look over here at Terry. So most falls happen in the showers and wet rooms? Yeah, there you go. Okay, So what else do you have for us, Lydia?
And as you were saying that, you know, some you might find it helpful to rearrange often used items, such you were talking about, you know, some boxes with the picture frame, pictures or something like that, cans, dishes, clothing, and other everyday items within easy reach. So that would prevent a fall.
Okay, so you got quite a list here. So, Luda, if people wanted to get a copy of that list, how can they get it? How can they reach you?
The best way to reach us is call our Merry Maids office. It is 530-677-9035.
Okay, so that's 530-677-9035. So you can get a copy of that list. Pardon me. By the way, you can also go on the website, www.seniorsurvivalsource.com. I haven't quite figured out how I'm going to get the list up there, but at the very least, I'll give you Luda's contact information, and she'll be happy to email it to you. That'd probably be the best way, or mail it to you or fax it to you or something. But everything here we've been talking about, I've been looking over here at Terry. She's been nodding the whole time. Actually, even a little bit of surprise on her face. She didn't know we did some of the stuff that Merry Maids does. Listen, fascinating show today, folks. Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, Luda and Terry and Amy and Steve. We'll see you guys here next week. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Have a wonderful day.
You've been listening to the Senior Survival Source with Terry Bollins. Tune in every Friday from 8 to 9 a.m. and 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Money 105.5, your Wall Street Business Network.